Continental Tyres.
AFL Trade Radio.
The Early Trade for Tyre Power. Tyre Power, tyre experts you should always trade with. And for Bunnings. Bunnings Trade. Helping business is their trade.
A trade news update for Beaumont Tiles.
Yes, it is a trade news update for the Beaumont Tiles Trade Club. Visit icanwin.com.au. At the Bulldogs, Mitch Wallace, Slaughter, has a two-year deal on the table for him. He's got a bit of a decision to make. He's an unrestricted free agent. Of course, he just played seven games this year after having a very good season last year that he was rewarded with the vice captaincy. 2 years for him, a club that he loves, but clearly wasn't in their best side this year, and some others like Waitman had gone ahead of him. It's an interesting one. I'm surprised they did offer him 2 years. What would you do?
Exactly what I was about to say, Kane. I'm surprised they've offered him 2 years considering that he hasn't been, it looked like being in their side this year.
Mm.
Jamara Ugle-Hagan and Darcy as well in the mix. I know completely different sort of players, but they'll play next year. And you've got Vandermeer, you've got Anthony Scott, Cody Waitman, who have all probably gone past him as well. So yeah, if I was Mitch Wallace, I'd be looking for a new home.
Let us know your thoughts on that, Dogs fans, or is there anywhere that he could find a destination? 0419 187 323. If you want to send us a text at Melbourne, they've informed Jay Lockhart, Aaron Nitschke and also Austin Bradkey that they won't be offered a contract for the 2022 season. In addition, Aaron Vandenberg and the club have agreed that the midfielder will seek opportunities elsewhere after 51 games in the red and blue. That was a trade news update for the Beaumont Tiles Trade Club. Visit icanwin.com.au. Tim English, we sort of touched on it around about off the top of the show. If you're just joining us, there's a report in the Herald Sun today that his partner has signed a two-year contract to play netball out west, I think, Lordo. And there's also a report that he has held off contract negotiations until partway through next year. 24 years of age, was recruited as a ruckman, but hasn't been able to hold down a ruck position and was exposed throughout the year. And with the forward line you just mentioned, Ugle-Hagan, Aaron Norton and Sam Day, he looks more of a forward to me, but you can't play all four. So is he one that the Western Bulldogs may look to deal this year before he comes out of contract at the end of next year?
Well, we spoke about Dunkley earlier in the program around the depth they've got through that area. And then with Darcy coming in, it allows them great flexibility again, because Darcy, another boy I've been fortunate enough to coach against, he's a ruck forward, took the competition by storm. Scotch were dominant. He kicked five goals in each of the first three games that he played, and he went from maybe being a prospect to being top two in the country. So that's the growth in Darcy this year. Real competitor, hates being beaten. So fantastic there. So I don't think they'll want to lose English, because you'd love to have English and Darcy together for a period of time. But it just always makes me nervous if I was a Western Bulldog when they put it off till middle of the next year. It buys a player time. Mm. And when your partner signs a two-year deal, it's hard to have. You've seen with Adam Treloar, it's been difficult, really difficult for him, particularly with when a child's involved. So, yeah, you just wonder with Nat Nui coming to the end, whether potentially Sean Darcy looks really good at Fremantle, whether West Coast would have their eyes on Tim English.
Mm, just what West Coast have, because they don't have a lot to give up because of what they paid to get Tim Kelly and others in. So in terms of a draft hand, they may have to work their way through that. Let us know your thoughts. Let's get to a couple of your text messages. Morning, boys. I'm a huge Matty Lloyd fan. If Hurley can get back to full health, can he be the second key forward next year alongside Peter Wright and Harry Jones, says Chuck.
It's a big if, unfortunately, Chuck, because I think, as my understanding is that Michael has had another surgery. Then after that, the decision will be whether Michael can get back to try and play or even have a crack to try and play. So he's just been through absolute hell, unfortunately, Michael. At this stage, it's just seeing him hopefully get back to full health before worrying about football at this stage.
If I'm a Port fan, I'm packaging up pick 16 and either Cleary or Laddams and next year's first pick to get McRae from the Bulldogs. Offer him $900,000 over 5 years. He's a free agent next year, so the Dogs might not get anything. He's on the same level as Merritt, and we would have to deal with Essendon as well if we wanted him. No way Essendon would have accepted the compensation pick. that these midfielders are going to be fascinating as every club tries to get 2, 3, 4, and the Western Bulldogs have got 6 or 7. I can't see a way that the Western Bulldogs will be trading away a player who was just voted the best player throughout the final series and had more possessions than anyone else in the history of the game for a pick 16 and even another first round pick in Tom Cleary or Laddam. So I think that's unlikely there for Port Adelaide. The Crows getting Dawson through the door sets them up next year with the draft to make a play for Lekosius and Rankin, as we won't get them this year unless Rankin comes out and requests a trade, which I'm not ruling out yet, says Daniel, who is in Mount Barker. It's interesting with Lekosius and Rankin, Lordo. Like, we're still talking about potential, aren't we? And we've seen flashes of Rankin, the way that he started his career, but I mean, he was dropped for Gold Coast, a team who didn't play finals this year and hasn't been able to hold down a spot. And Lekosius, whilst he's more reliable than Rankin, I don't think he's developed the way that I thought he would have, and whether that's the environment or not. But how much would you, there's the link to South Australia, but how much do you pay and give up for players that you're just rewarding on potential?
Yeah, it's an interesting one with them, Kane, because I think Tuk Miller become the third All-Australian in the history of their club. Yeah. Behind Ablett and Tom Lynch. So that's what they've got to look at here at the Gold Coast Suns, is the players aren't developing. I think Ben Ainsworth is a really good player, but he hasn't made it. Jack Bowes, people said to me, Bowes is going to be a superstar, but he hasn't been. And then Will Brody and all these blokes, Jack Scrimshaw was there. They just haven't been out. And it's no doubt it's the environment. And that's Stewie Jew's big challenge, and the club's big challenge is, I've spoken about the waves for years. The waves, they've lost one wave of players, then another wave, and it can't be Lekosius, King and Rankin in the next. Rankin, what about the first lot of games that he played? They were amazing. Phenomenal.
Amazing.
So we see what he's got. Lekosius, I think, would be a quality player in a top-end side, but they just don't know how to win. They don't know how to win more in consecutive weeks. They don't know how to see out a season, and I think that stifles the development of players. So we see why May and Lynch get to a point where, I can't handle this anymore. I need to get out. So I think they'll be brilliant players at another club. So that's where the Suns have to get the first 10, 12 weeks right of next season. Otherwise, I can see a really bad off-season trade period next year where multiple players want out.
Well said. This is the early trade for Tyre Power. Tyre experts you should always trade with, and for Bunnings Trade. Bunnings Trade, helping business is their trade. On the other side of this, there's lines available right now. You can jump on the Kogan Mobile open line, 1300 23 55 48, and join in the conversation with us next.
You're listening to Continental Tyres AFL Trade Radio. Continental Tyres. When everything counts, count on Continental.
To a sprinkler. Keeping your garden green is easy with Pope's PermaFit Connection no-leak garden hoses.
And that's how your garden grows.
Make the connection with Pope Garden Watering Systems. Available at Bunnings Warehouse.
The early trade for Tyre Power. Tyre Power. Tyre experts you should always trade with. And for Bunnings. Bunnings Trade. Helping business is their trade. The Tough Conversations for Mosh. Seek hair loss treatment 100% online at getmosh.com.au.
Yeah, let's have a few of those tough conversations with you on the Kogan Mobile open line, 1300 23 55 48. Ryan is on the line in Caulfield. He wants to speak about Collingwood. G'day, Ryan.
Hey, guys. How are we?
We're good.
That's it. Look, just wanted to get your thoughts on Patrick Lipinski. Obviously, Dogs in need of a ruckman. Martin's not the answer long term, and English is questionable at the moment. Just wanted to know, get your thoughts if you think we could get it done in a straight swap for someone like Max Lynch.
Interesting one, Ryan. I think that there is talk that Max Lynch may want to explore his options. He got some games when Grundy was out and did a good job. He doesn't look to me like he's going to be an elite ruckman of the competition, Max Lynch, but it just depends what they place the worth on Lipinski. I don't think they have, he didn't play a lot of the season, so they can't value him in terms of put too much of a weight on him, the Western Bulldogs. But yeah, it's good food for thought, Ryan, in terms of what the Western Bulldogs could potentially do in return for Patrick Lipinski.
He may be one of those players that you can get for not much, but have a big impact. This text coming through. Let's talk about the Pies signing Lipinski and Kruger, getting Nick Dacos and the young kids get a pre-season underneath their belt. What is realistic for them next season? New coach, a lot of new coaches, to be honest. But what would the aim be if you're Craig McRae, Lordo, in the back of his mind? What would be realistic, do you think, that they can achieve? It's still got Dugowie and Moore and Grundy and Pendlebury and Adams. Like there's a core group of players there that have played a lot of football. So I don't see them dropping away completely. I also probably don't think it's realistic to play finals. But how do you see it?
Shouldn't be any worse, Kane. They finished 17th, and they've only won 6 games for the season. So I think it can only improve. I think the new coach, you always get a bit of a sugar hit early, but he's got to develop a game style, which will take some time. I think that it'll be a total change. We saw Nathan Buckley, the criticisms of how defensive it was, lateral kicks, slow ball movement. Then Robert Harvey comes in, just lets them play. But they only won 2 games under Robert Harvey playing that way. Their skill level, I think, is as poor as any team in the competition. So he's got a lot of work to do. But I think they will improve. I think they'll no doubt they'll win more than 6 games. I think they can win 8-10, in my opinion, next year.
Yeah, 8-10 would be a good result. Thank you to you, Ryan. Speaking about Collingwood, you got a question, let us know. 0419 187 323. Let's go to Yaz. Hasn't been a lot of Richmond talk, which is surprising. But Yaz, you want to speak about the Tigers. Good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me on, guys. Just wanted to sort of have a chat about any possible Richmond whispers, or I've heard something about Tom Green over at GWS, obviously with the Richmond ties and all that, and Dunstan from St Kilda, heard a bit of as well. Any sort of whispers from you guys?
Don't have any whispers other than Tarrant coming in. Look, their draft hand is strong, isn't it, Lordo? 7-15, 26-28. It's where Damien Hardwick and coaches that have experienced so much success. It's addictive, isn't it? Like winning is addictive, and Damien Hardwick may be going, look, well, these picks, they're great, but they're not going to help me next year. Do we look to do something for some experience? And that's where Tarrant comes into it. But will they use all of those picks? Some of them, they'll probably take pick 7 to the draft, but can they package up 15, 26 and the like to get in a more mature body, particularly through the midfield, I reckon? Like that's where I thought they really dropped away this year. Presty is always injured. Edwards is now, well over the age of 30 and injured. We know Cochin's footy is well, his best footy is well past him. So that midfield area is where I'd be looking to strengthen it up.
And yes, it's interesting now with the forward line too, with Chole and Coleman Jones both looking to leave your football club, what they do in that regard. So they may look to use, 7, you just take the best available player in the draft. And then 15, there is a couple of key forwards that'll go around that pick that you may well look at to replace Coleman Jones and obviously Malbiol Chole. So yeah, interesting times at Tigerland.
And Peter Laddams is there. There's not many ruckmen on the market now, but Nan Curvis, he's only, I think, 26 years of age or about to turn 27, but he looks like a player who has played a lot of footy and he's a little bit banged up. I'm a big Lordy fan. On the text says, with Waller getting on a little bit, we need another small forward before the Davey twins come in a few years' time. Should we look at a cheaper option in plucking Tyson Stengel if he's interested, or offer up a first pick for Isaac Rankin, says our Lordo. Do you see Essendon's small forwards as an issue like he does?
Will Snelling was, I think, top 3 in the best and fairest this year, which surprised me.
Yeah.
It did surprise me. They obviously love the role that he plays. The Davey twins, two boys again, get to coach against this year. They're at Xavier College boys, the Davey twins, and one's more advanced than the other from what my view is in regards to an opportunity on an AFL list. But, exciting for them. But, no, I don't see too much of an issue with the smalls. It's more the talls and key position players that probably concern me the most at the Bombers.
A lot of Saints fans restless as well. They want to know what's happening with them. Finals last year, win a final, drop off this year, clearly with a pretty ordinary start to the year. So tell me about the Saints, they say. What do we need to improve on the 2021 season after making finals in 2020? Or do you write this season off because of the amount of injury St Kilda dealt with? Our best can match it with the top teams and our worst is embarrassing. Talk me through where my beloved Saints go from here. says, Rob, well, I'm reading reports in the Herald Sun. It appears as though their focus is to get to the draft, Lordo. Now, that's probably not going to help them next year. Do they have the nucleus of a squad to do what Melbourne have done? And we spoke a lot about Melbourne last year. I mean, not playing finals to winning a premiership. It can be done. Is that St Kilda or someone else looking to make a charge outside of the eight to potentially the business end of finals next year? The Saints are an interesting one for me.
They are very interesting, and I love their tools. So they've got Rowan Marshall and King, who you can, guns. Both of them absolute guns. Sharman comes through out of nowhere and looked really, really good. So that was one that a mid-season draft pick, which they got right. Dougal Howard, good strong player in the back line. So it's just that midfield again that you see what Melbourne did, see what the Western Bulldogs did. That's the area of concern. It's interesting that they've loaded up for a period of time and now they decide, Frawley, McKernan, Hill, Crouch, they probably thought they were thereabouts. Now it's about
Jones, so now it's about going to the draft.
Yeah, so maybe they, we've spoken about this, so they probably thought they were ahead of where they are and now is a real reality check this season that, yeah, they can't keep bringing in players like they have and they've got to go to the draft.
Yeah, that's the thing that is really hard to do is to have a plan and to stick to it and see it out. You know, the clubs that chop and change, and we probably saw that with North Melbourne for a long time, around the mark, you know, keep going.
Port did a little bit too, didn't they?
Absolutely, yeah. Port did it with the players that they brought in, Paddy Wright, heaps of them, time and time again. I think they've now got their strategy right where there's salary cap room. They've invested heavily in multiple first-round draft picks to have the senior player to support them. But having the patience to have a plan and stick to it, and one that can take 8-9 years, like we saw with Richmond and like we've probably seen with Melbourne, is probably the hardest thing when you're building a list. Does Collingwood need to offload a top player such as Sidebottom, Degoe or Elliott to get a better draft hand and free up some more salary cap space? Do they need to or have room to have a crack at Ben King next year? Lordo, their forward line at the Pies, Mychek is not a number one forward. Mason Cox has been tried multiple times. He's not the guy. Darcy Moore has been tried as a forward. That failed. They're desperately in need of a key forward, the Pies.
And I wonder if Grundy's in that mix too, to potentially look at over this year, next year, whether Grundy, they offload Brody Grundy as well. It's a big call. Sidebottom, you know, at his age, no. Jamie Elliott, at his age and body, no. Degoe and Brody Grundy, Kane, are the two. I just look at this board we've got in front of us, the Continental Tires Trade Radio Board. Pick two. The Giants received from Collingwood in 2020.
Oh,
wouldn't you love to get that back and you get Dacos plus another one to build for your future? And that's where they could potentially look at offloading a player who's got a lot of currency right now, like Degoe or Grundy, just to load up and bring someone else in along with Dacos while you've got a honeymoon period with Craig McRae.
That was the Tough Conversations for Mosh, Men's Health Made Easy. This is the Early Trade with Matty Lloyd and myself, Kane Corns. We'll be back to take some more of your calls and wrap things up on the Early Trade on the other side of this.
You're listening to Continental Tires AFL Trade Radio. Continental Tires, when everything counts on Continental.